And welcome to another episode of Youth Beat Radio, Columbus's voice to empower. You're listening to WCRS-FM, and we're glad to be back. So I've been gone for a few weeks now, and it's very refreshing to be back with all of my listeners. I'm very excited. I've been gone for, it's been about 3 to 4 weeks, and it seems like it hasn't been, but time has just flown past, and I've had so many things going on. So over the past few weeks, we've got a lot of great stuff coming in from some of your favorite Upper Arlington hosts. We're excited to get some of that stuff in here. It's going to be great. I've heard some of the stuff that they brought in, and I think it is going to be exciting to, you know, use some of this stuff on the future shows. And actually, we're going to hear some of it today, too. And today, we're going to be talking about something very personal to me, because I've been gone for a while, and I've been dealing with personal stress and personal, just a whole load of things. So what I want to talk to you guys about is, like, over the past month or so, I've been dealing with a lot of, most of it, whether it's academic or financial or schedule and time related, has brought me a lot of stress. So I want to talk to you guys about mental health. And I know I'm not the only person dealing with stress, so I've decided to do a show to help you learn about mental health and stress and how it takes a toll on you and things that you can do to kind of push it away. So with that being said, let's get into a segment of Positively Charged with Ben, and then we'll be right back with some ways that stress comes and how it takes a toll on your body. This is WCRS-FM, and you're listening to Youth Beat Radio, Columbus's voice to empower.
.66 degrees north, 45.72 degrees west. That is where you'll find the village of Caliche, a remote area in the country of Honduras with a population around 300. This is Ben White with Positively Charged. Honduras, with an average climate of 75 degrees, is one of the most dangerous countries in the world, with abduction rates second only to Mexico. People live there simply, for lack of a better word. There are no hospitals, no indoor plumbing, and no water source within a mile. Bare necessities are all you can find, sometimes not even that. The men go out to work every morning, bringing in income between $10 and $30 a day to feed their wife and kids, which can range from about one child to over 10 children per household. And despite being crushed beneath the weight of poverty, people there find happiness in the little comfort they have. And over the past 4 years, with little help from the Heart to Honduras mission trips, the village has, as a whole, has grown more together and are making strides towards a better life. 20 years ago, a team of missionaries visited the village of Caliche in hopes of making a benefit in their lives. In the time that they were there, they set up a school and created a water filtration system, which broke down not too long after. Caliche had no missionaries come to the village for 16 years, since no team wanted to make the journey up the village. Before the recent improvement to the road to get to Caliche was crossing a fast-moving river, followed by an hour-and-a-half-long hike. In 2009, a group did take the road up the mountain. A team of 20 missionaries, including myself, from Upper Arlington Lutheran Church, went to Caliche to create a more lasting impact. They planned months in advance, collecting medical supplies and hygiene products. They started by doing small things like medical clinics and building a few houses. But the more consecutive years they visited, the better the living was for the people of Caliche. The village became inspired and began to take the well-being of their village into their own hands, setting up a functioning water filtration system. All they needed was the supplies. With continued visits from UALC, the community becomes more involved with building projects and gaining knowledge on keeping themselves and their families healthy. This past January, I visited Caliche for the third time. I designed and led a health fair in an effort to give the villagers what they need to live a more healthy life. Six stations were set up, each designated to a different way of staying healthy. Some of the stations would be how to prevent spreading disease, how to prevent getting worms, as well as basic nutrition. They were given medicine at each station and told the correct dosage so as to prevent overdosing. The villagers left with the knowledge to remain healthy for a longer period of time after we left. I have visited Caliche over the past few years, and I can say that the village is in no way the same. My first trip 4 years ago was when Upper Arlington Lutheran Church first visited the village of Caliche. The people then were very unsure of North Americans in their home. Some of those who practiced witchcraft prayed against our presence there. 3 days before we arrived, one of the villagers was shot in a nearby town for his phone. We were taking an extreme risk by being there. But that week was a step in the right direction for the people. In the following 4 years, the villagers and the missionaries from ULLC grew closer together as they worked to make Caliche a better place to live. The effort they have put into their community over the past 4 years has turned a dangerous, impoverished village into one that is more peaceful and united. From here on out, it only gets better for the village of Caliche. This has been Ben White for Youth Beat Radio.
Okay, that was Ben White with a session of Positively Charged. It's always great to see young students traveling the world, doing great things for other people. And I'm very proud of Ben, and I'm very blessed to know Ben. He's a great guy. And I can tell that he really enjoys helping people. And, you know, one of the other girls that works with the show, Ashley, we had a really long conversation with him about going to Honduras and all the things that, like, they dealt with in Honduras just to help people. I mean, from, you know, crime and violence and things like that to meeting great people and, you know, wishing they could do more. But there's only so much that, you know, you could do as a young teenager or as a young group. Also, he went with his church. So, like I said, there's only so much that a group of people can do for another group of people before it becomes hard or stressful or harmful to them. So I'm sure that's something they had to deal with. And he said it was something they had to deal with, the fact that they had to leave at some point. So anyway, let's move forward. And so today, I wanted to talk to you about stress. And stress can come from life pressures, like from anything from finances or the lack of, academic issues like deadlines and midterms and finals or exams or what have you, and just personal life with friends and family. But even though stress is somewhat inevitable, there are tons of ways that people can deal with them. One way to deal with stress is to maintain a healthy diet. Having a healthy diet contributes to weight gain, fatigue, lack of sound sleep, loss of concentration, and especially poor performance. With all of those things being said, you're not eating right, you're not sleeping well, you're not getting proper nutrients, and you're not gonna have concentration, and inevitably you're gonna have poor performance. Poor performance in any situation can be detrimental to your reputation, whether it's at work or school or athletic wise, and nobody wants that. So both weight gain and fatigue are big causes of illness as well. And then, of course, you just want to feel good about yourself. You want to be able to perform well. And if you can't, if you're overweight and you're dealing with a weight problem, then you're going to not be able to perform at your best and at your most desired. So, like I said, they're big causes of illness. And they both come from stress. So that there being said, it's either, you know, you're overweight, and sometimes I deal with my weight too, so it also stresses me out because I can't wear what I want to wear all the time, or I can't, you know, especially now since it's about to be spring break in a couple weeks. I'm like, oh, I gotta get in the gym. I've been in the gym busting it heavy, doing insanity. Woo-woo. I'm almost done, so, and I'm liking to see the results, and I'm starting to see more results, so I'm proud of myself. And that's been a way that I've also dealt with stress, is to exercise and eat right. Having a healthy diet keeps your weight at a healthy level, and then it just makes you feel good. So, and it even gives you brain power, because from the food you eat, the nutrients you get, you know, there's things that are in your food. Specifically, there's vitamins in your food that are going to give you brain power. I know of a lot of people that take, like, some vitamin, like glycerol or something like that, and it's supposed to, like, balance your mood. I have a few things that I take, like, from the health food store that's supposed to balance your mood. Actually, I heard that eating more bananas, I know it sounds crazy, eating more bananas is, like, supposed to balance your mood, and even water. Water flushes out the toxins in your body, and it helps you to your brain to regulate all those things in your body so that you don't have all these extra toxins flowing through your blood and flowing through your, you know, your blood goes through your brain, and you're not able to function regularly without enough water. And your brain, actually, your body is a high percentage of water. I think it's like 80% or something. I mean, don't quote me, but I know that it's a high percentage of water. And my best friend and I were actually going on a water diet where we're not only eating, or we're not just drinking water, but we're going to drink half our weight in water in ounces. It sounds weird, I know, but I don't know how else to say it. It's drink half our weight in ounces of water. There we go. There we go. So anyway, yeah, that's a lot of different ways to fight stress, just specifically by, you know, dealing with what you put in your body. And then another way to maintain mental health is to use brain teasers, puzzles, and games. The local paper is a good place to find daily puzzles and games. And here's a fun riddle for you that I know. So here goes. It says, I never was, am always to be. No one ever saw me, no one ever will, and yet I'm the confidence of all to live and breathe on this terrestrial ball. What am I? I'll read it again. I never was, am always to be. No one ever saw me, nor ever will, and yet I am the confidence of all to live and to breathe on this terrestrial ball. What am I? Okay, I'm going to let you ponder that for a minute, and then I'll have the answer for you when we come back from a segment of What the Health by Upper Arlington's own Shalice Riley.
Around me and bathe my skin in water cool A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
What on a daily basis really stresses you out?
Not school. When I get home, that's when my real day starts. A lot of cooking and driving and getting kids to their different events. We have a hectic schedule. That's stressful.
So, big families and being a parent?
Lots of pets. Yeah.
Gosh.
Lots of kids. Lots of wives.
Sounds
kidding,
like you
don't say that last
time. So, how do you handle this stress?
I run. I like to meditate. Like to read. Occasionally, I'll escape and go take a nap. And crossword puzzles.
Do you feel like those really, like, help you?
Yeah. A little okay. Me time is good for you every once in a while.
You know, I think I would agree with most of the last two interviewees. For me, the best way to relieve stress is to reward myself with a little free time at the end of each day. Normally, once I finish my homework, I like to just lay down.
What's, like, a big stressor, like, on a daily basis for you?
On a daily basis, let's see. Not getting everything done. Is it a huge stressor? Because I always feel like I just have more stuff to do than I can deal
like with.
Like
with school or violin?
Violin's definitely pretty stressful sometimes. Like tonight I have like 4 hours of rehearsal that I'm going to have to be in. And I'm just really stressed because I've missed school for the past like 4 days.
What are some things you do to like help relieve stress?
Well, recently, whenever I feel stressed or I like get, you know, like upset about anything, I read a book. And it's
that's
just,
good.
It's like you just immerse yourself in the book for like 40 minutes.
What's been your relaxing book lately?
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues by Tom Robbins. And it's a fantastic book and I just finished it, so now I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a new book, I guess.
Well, I think it's easy to say her life seems pretty hectic and stressful right now. But on a positive note, at least she has a way of dealing with this stress. Relaxing and taking a little me time can be really good for people who find themselves always on the move. A high school English teacher, Mr. Tui, talks about his stresses and how he similarly enjoys just getting the chance to relax, but in his own little ways.
Okay, so that was a really good piece. And it's good to know that they have good ways to deal with stress. But also, if you're under a great deal of stress, it's helpful to also see a clinical psychologist and to go to therapy. Having a support group or a therapist is a good way to vent negative or ill feelings about bad things in your life or even past things in your life. Here at Ohio State campus, there are counseling services offered at Youngkin Success Center for all OSU staff and students. I myself take advantage of the support groups and the therapy sessions when I don't feel happy. And just do your research and find other free or low-cost counseling services throughout the Columbus area. Oftentimes, employers or schools offer these services for little to no cost. And there's also programs around Columbus that have hotlines. If you're feeling really bad about things, there's emergency services where you can get in and talk to someone soon if you feel like you just can't take things anymore. We don't want you to get to that point, but of course, you know, there's always that point where somebody could feel that way. So just make sure you do your research and have someone on hand that you could always go to and talk to about things. So anyway, did you guys have time to figure out my riddle? I hope so, but if not, I'll read it one last time. I never was, am always to be. Never, no one ever saw me, nor ever will. And yet, I am the confidence of all to breathe on this terrestrial ball. What am I? The answer is the future. like, no one ever sees the future, but it is our confidence to stay alive and live another day on this terrestrial ball we call Earth. So I thought that was a fun little riddle. I couldn't figure it out at first, but, you know, some people are quicker, you know, with the draw, a little more witty than I am. So maybe you guys already got that one. And if you didn't, there's the answer for you. You can share it with somebody else. Also, if you guys have any riddles, you can, you know, write us on Youth Beat Radio at Facebook. Or you can, you know, comment at youthbeatradio.osu.edu. And send us some of your feedback. Give us your riddles, things like that, because we like that kind of stuff here. other things to do are things in games like Lumosity. I know people have been on Lumosity.com. I've seen a lot of commercials on it. But I also was downloaded it a few years back when it was just like a little mini app. And I think it's grown since then. And then after a while, you like subscribe if you continue to, if you like it for so long after you completed all the games. You get more games and you also get your like, your IQ level or something like that, and your cognitive level and performance level, and it's supposed to keep you on your toes. So it's a free app to download on the iPhone especially, I know that, but I think it's also free in the Android market too, and other phone services that have other than, you know, iOS or Android, and they also have a website, so you can just get on Lumosity.com and go from there. It allows you to have fun while solving problems and puzzles. And it's just like a little brain teaser. You figure out where to put certain shapes and things like that. So I really enjoy it. Well, this has been an episode of Youth Beat Radio, and you're listening to WCRS-FM with Kat, and we are your radio voice to empower, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a great day. You've been listening to another episode of Youth Beat Radio. You can find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and on Facebook. You can email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Kat, and thanks for listening. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from the Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.